Several large businesses are among dozens of signatories to an open letter that is calling for the government to speed up legislation requiring businesses to report their pay gaps. ANZ Bank, Sky City and DB Breweries are among those who have signed the letter, which will be delivered to Parliament this morning. It comes after the Pacific Pay Gap Inquiry found that for every dollar a Pākehā man made in 2021, Pākehā women earned just 89 cents, with the gap even wider for all Māori and Pacifica workers. The Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner, Solnoa Mali'i Karanina Somio, joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Talo for Corin.
The timing of your letter today, what's the motivation there? You're getting a bit fed up with how long this is taking.
Well, it's not just myself, but obviously, you know, lots of our communities, as you've read out, some of our businesses, and we're pressing on government today, especially in the current context of the cost of living. And you know, we saw from the child poverty figures that came out a few days ago that we've plateaued. You know, we need to provide the tools so people can empower themselves in terms of the pursuit of fair pay, equal opportunity, fairness and self-determination. So we're simply calling on the government in the spirit of service to turn the lights on through enacting pay transparency.
Interesting that you do have some big, New Zealand's largest bank, Sky City, a big brewery, you've got some big businesses on board. Just talk to us a little bit about them coming on board, why and how did that come about?
Yeah, because they want to do the right thing. They value their people. You know, we don't want to lose any staff like that. So they value their people and also say something about their leadership. They walked alongside us. They're not saying that their systems are perfect, but they're giving their, you know, they're putting their hands up to do better for their.
I mean, are they transparent? Are they because you want transparency, right? You want people to be able to see. Are they walking the talk here?
Yeah, I mean, they signed up to the Mind the Gap. You know, they've developed a system, so they've joined others. So they're making an attempt. But, you know, reporting pay gap is only one part of pay transparency, Corin. We're talking about basic things like requiring all job ads to have the salary range or, you know, what the pay is. And that's regardless of the size of the business. That will help everybody, a disabled worker, abled worker, Pacific, Māori, whatever, ethnicity, gender. This is about everybody, even though it came out of the Pacific pay
gap. Just explain that a bit more. So what's you're saying job adverts that don't include that disadvantaging people?
Yes. I mean, if I'm applying for a job, I would like to know what is on offer in terms of the pay, in terms of the salary. It might be okay for someone who knows how to look up the market value of a job, such as your role or mine. But if I'm a new migrant into New Zealand, I don't have any idea of what the market value is. You know, if I'm a young graduate going into employment for the first time, I'd like to know what the market value is. But what we've heard from people is that if they're lucky enough to get into the job interview, they don't know the salary until they.
You know, and that's always an awkward conversation for anybody, isn't it?
Yes, but so why make it awkward? Why make it awkward? You know, let's just be transparent. Like I said, turn the lights on. You know, be upfront. If you go into a shop, you know what the prices are for what you're buying. If you're going to give your talent and your commitment and your loyalty to a business, the least you could expect is to have that salary there. And also remove all these secrecy clauses that are still in some of our contracts. You know, we're a small country. Everybody talks about their pay anyway, even though, you know, we say, oh, you know, privacy, et cetera. Everybody talks about their pay. And it hurts when you find out that you're providing the same outputs, you're giving your best, you have the same qualifications and everything. And then you find that you're being paid significantly less than others. What is the reason for that? So this is about incentivizing businesses to do the right thing by our workers, but also it empowers our workers. You know, access to information is key. You can't negotiate if you don't have all the information. Mm. It's pretty basic.
Good stuff. Thank you very much for that. That is the Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner, Solnoa Mali'i Karanina Somio. I appreciate your time this morning.